From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. We're checking back in with a series of conversations about what to do with East Baton Rouge Parish Schools. Anna Fogel is the parent of two kids in the schools and helped organize the Beyond Bricks listening sessions. And Reverend Gerard Robinson of McCown Baptist has been a host for some of them. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anna, when you and I last talked, which was in February, these listening sessions, you had just had a few of them at that point and ultimately did 13, I think. But you had already started to hear a lot about the strain that was left over from the desegregation of the schools. And there are still some impressions out there that the busing is still happening with students coming and going to magnet schools or enrolled through other school choice options at schools that are not in their neighborhood. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you were hearing and whether or not that conversation changed or was magnified as those listening sessions continued?
Desegregation and our city's history with desegregation was absolutely brought up multiple times. And I think the general sense was in a couple of different ways. One was that's part of the reason we're where we are today. Why our school system looks like it does and have some of the issues that it does. And the other sentiment was we just need to get over it and move on. People did talk somewhat about racism, but it wasn't a focus of the conversations. But we do, as a community, need to find ways to work through that and find new solutions so that our schools begin to look more like our communities.
Do those things come up in the sessions that you were part of, Reverend?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there were some real concerns about being able to be comfortable in going to the schools in your community as opposed to having some kids getting up 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to go to schools in other areas.
And there were some things that came up also around parental involvement that had to do with that relationship between where you live and the neighborhood school that's there and whether or not your kid goes to that school.
Parental involvement was a big theme. And yes, I think there's a sense that if people went to schools near to their homes that that would help to remedy that and remedy some of the community identification with schools as hubs. And I think that needs to be investigated further. You know, we are where we are today. It's 2015. There are certain demands in how our children are educated that our community has. And balancing that with educating all kids is tricky because some people want particular programs or have special needs. And, you know, I think it's real clear that the community is just saying, okay, no matter what the school is, we want them all to be great. We want them all to have caring teachers, a great principal, and at least some type of robust offerings that can help to foster the whole child.
Testing and accountability measures are something that has come up as well. And a lot of the testing and accountability that has gone on so far has given many schools in the parish a bad report card, and that has driven some, it seems, if you look at the St. George effort, for example, to want to just jump ship and start over.
There is massive concern about testing and how it affects the excellence of our school system because there are a whole lot of factors that weigh into it. When you look at people who are beneath the poverty line. You look at a kid who may not be afforded breakfast every morning, or a kid who may not be in a conducive home that would allow him to be ready for testing. So how do we balance that? How do we work out what's the best avenues to take in order to come about an assessment to where our children are and where they need to be?
If we're going to use school grades, yes, you know, let's measure how we're doing. Let's make it meaningful, and then let's make sure all kids are getting what they need to be able to meet those challenges.
That's right.
Where does this take you? Are there a couple of things that you think that you're bringing to the school board or to principals or to the new superintendent who starts, I think, the end of June?
What we really learned in the big next to do is to start looking at those perceptions that we found out about. There's a very, very strong perception that some schools get more resources than others, and we need to figure that out. We need to find out if that's true. If it is true, what are the reasons behind that? And how do we remedy that so that all schools are getting what they need, and that those with the higher need kids, maybe they need to be getting more. If they already are getting more, maybe they need to get more. So that, I think, is going to be a very big point of discussion, is learning how resources are allocated.
Was that one of the things that you would see too, as one of the things that really bubbled up from these conversations that might be most important to continue to disseminate?
Yeah, that, and we want to dispel the misconception that our school system in EBR is broken beyond repair and that we don't offer quality education in our community, and people need to be moving their kids all around the place just to assure them of having a good education. So if we can work on that misconception, I think it would be healthy and beneficial for our community.
Anna Fogel and Reverend Gerard Robinson, thank you so much for talking with me and for sharing some of what you heard during the Beyond Bricks listening sessions.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
They'll be presenting the results at community assemblies over the next several weeks. The schedule is at beyondbricksebr.org, and we'll post a link on our website, wrkf.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.